Many across the globe were shocked by the news that Queen Elizabeth II had passed away on September 8th. The whole world is now in a state of mourning and unrest as we are watching the end of a memorable reign. She surely helped shape Great Britain as we know it today. She entered the military and at the young age of 13 gave her first royal address on the BBC's Children's Hour, talking about the concerns of the war and encouraging people in the country to start growing their own food. The campaign was called Dig for Victory. At 19 years old, she joined the Auxiliary Territorial Services, where she was a mechanic and a driver. The Queen helped rebuild Windsor Castle after the fire and started paying income taxes after 1992. In 2011, she visited Ireland and laid a wreath down and had a moment of silence to honour the lives lost for Irish independence in Dublin's Garden of Remembrance.
Jeremy, you observe the Queen and the royal family. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Queen Elizabeth was a very popular monarch. How would you describe her life in general?
Look, the great problems of the Queen and the monarchy in her lifetime have been all about love and marriage and sex. That's one thing. Another thing is, to use a metaphor, she lived in palace with glass walls. Everyone could look in and see every moment of her weakness. She was often exposed and ridiculed.
She has many moments to be proud of, I believe.
But of course, the Queen put duty before family, a truly selfless figure. We could now be witnessing the end of the monarchy as we know it. She worked hard as a princess, and we all thought this was going to go on for a very long time. After all, the King was quite young. She might have spent 40 more years as a princess. The princess and her husband, Prince Philip, were then on that Commonwealth tour in Kenya when they heard a ghastly rumour going around that the King had died. It was on the 6th of February 1952.
It was then that she realised that her private life was gone, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, very much so. I think what changed for the Queen at the moment she succeeded her father was the sense that she was on her own. She was well prepared, though. As princess and queen, she was always guided by her sense of duty.
What about Prince Philip?
You see, one of the extraordinary things about the Queen is that she fell in love and married just about the first man she met, and she remained in love with that person for the rest of her life. She was very lucky to have had support from him for all those years. To tell you the truth, her parents were a little anxious about this whole situation. I mean, what parent wouldn't be anxious about a daughter who wants to marry the very first man she's fallen in love with?
What was their marriage like after the coronation?
She really had very little time to be with her children, so Prince Philip sort of became the house husband, and he was the one that looked after the children. Actually, not physically looked after them, but he had daily contact with them. When she became queen, they would see her perhaps for half an hour in the morning, then she would go off for a week, maybe a month. You know, she really sacrificed her family. Duty came first.
What are some of the dark moments in her reign?
Tragedy struck in 1966 in the small mining village of Aberfan, South Wales. 144 people died, including 116 children. The Queen waited 8 days to visit the village and pay her respects. It was later reported that the monarch thought of the time she waited before visiting Aberfan as one of the biggest regrets of her reign.
How did she really take Diana and Charles's divorce and later her death?
Prince Charles and Princess Diana decided to separate after the Camilla Gate scandal. The affair between the Prince of Wales and Camilla Parker Bowles was revealed. After Diana, Princess of Wales, passed away after being severely injured in a car crash in 1997, grief was widespread. The Queen was holidaying at Balmoral with both of Diana's sons, Prince Harry and Prince William, at the time. For 5 days, the family stayed at Balmoral, making no statements. The Queen's silence after the tragedy led to backlash from the public. Also, she didn't decide to fly a flag at half-mast over Buckingham Palace. I think she never fully recovered after that tragedy.
Thank you, Jeremy, for your insights.
My pleasure.